Mr. Chairman, first of all, congratulations on the improved draft conclusions and recommendations. I'd like to refer briefly to the work streams and to the recommendations. Firstly, we believe that the three work streams should obviously be integrated. There's a reference here to the concept of cross-fertilization. We see them as three chapters of the same book. So not three separate axes of discussion, but three work streams closely integrated. As for the legal and ethical work streams, we support the suggestion and proposal by the Holy See to integrate the ethical dimension into the legal component. Also, I refer to my Chilean colleague and the suggestion of incorporating the ICRC as a partner in the work of this stream. And besides ICRC, perhaps other UN bodies like UNIDIR may also be very helpful in this work. Also, I'd like to support the proposal made by my colleague from Ecuador, in the sense that its work should not only focus on the compilation of existing norms and rules, but also try to envisage the gaps to be filled by possible future normative framework. So not only a compilation of what we does have already on the table, but also the study of what is missing. As for the output presented by the work streams, we believe that they should be presented in a workable format so as to show progress, concrete results to the review conference. So perhaps we could envisage, instead of outputs, talk precisely about reports. Obviously, the status of the reports can be discussed further. But I think the concept of a report could be more workable and more useful. If that is the case, we'd like to propose at the end of paragraph D, a new phrase just saying that the reports or outputs of the work streams will be included as annexes to the final report. If also that is the case, perhaps we could also replace in paragraph E, Roman 2, instead of outputs, reports. But again, it's just a suggestion to show us the importance of concrete and workable output for the work streams. As for the recommendations, I'd like firstly to welcome the broad language that has been proposed. I think it's an improved version in relation to the previous draft. I think it opens a new portfolio of possible outcomes, more options, more possibilities for the outcomes of our work. I'm referring especially to the operational, besides the normative framework. I congratulate you in opening this possibility. Concretely, I'd like just to suggest also in the first line of after the Roman 3, instead of report, perhaps we could think of recommendations instead of report, recommendations to the review conference. Just two final comments. I think the concept of international cooperation has been a little discussed here. And I think one of the possible outcomes of our work could be the opening of spaces for international cooperation. My Argentinian colleague made a reference to this. And so concretely, I'd like to suggest that at the end of the last phrase, policies and practices, we should also add as well as for international cooperation on that matter. There will be interest from developing countries to have access to this international cooperation with regard to the fulfillment of their obligations in IHL. And finally, I'd like to strongly support the concept put forward by my colleague from Austria of an interim or partial report to be presented to the 2020 Conference of Parties. We feel that we have a very narrow historical window of opportunity, and it will be closed within, I'd say, less than 10 years. So let's haste our work. Thank you so much.